This week we're looking at money, politics, and whether campaign donors can be secret Santas who spend big, but you never know it's them. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been exploring a measure on the ballot in Arizona next month to require nonprofits that spend big money of uncertain origin on statewide and local races to reveal which people or companies made campaign contributions of $5,000 or more. Today, how a ballot project like this takes a kind of sustainable energy. At the edge of the high country town of Flagstaff, Buffalo Park would be a hiker's paradise if not for the on-and-off drizzle on this first day of autumn. In a gazebo with picnic tables, I meet up with volunteers who helped put Arizona's Campaign Finance Disclosure Initiative onto the November ballot. And I'm looking at the headgear on Arizona's number one, tippy-top, most effective volunteer gatherer of signatures.
And the hat would attract the children, and then the parents were trapped.
Kind of looks like a chef hat, but it says Stop Dark Money, has our logo on the front, and then there's dollar bills sticking out all around the top of it.
Kelly Gibbs, with the hat, is a retired elementary school teacher whom you might mistake for Betty White's much younger sister. Diane McQueen, another volunteer, is also pretty darn good at collecting signatures.
They say, you mean Charles Koch, or you mean George Soros? And I'd say, yes, here's a sign.
She also coordinated hundreds of other volunteers with 4 million registered voters to canvass in Arizona. Volunteers alone won't do it. A big funder of this ballot initiative, Phoenix businessman David Tedesco, helped use his expertise evaluating companies to figure out which firm could manage the paid staff.
It's not the cleanest, most white shoe bunch of companies that are out there doing this. We wanted to work with a very high quality group that we felt we could trust.
He helped find a Texas firm. The resulting signature forms have to be super precise, with signers listing the address they had used to register to vote. Some get challenged. The matter got to Arizona's Supreme Court, which confirmed there were plenty enough to get this on the November ballot.
I was dancing around the living room. My husband made fun of me.
Crafting these initiatives takes legal advice. Patrick Llewellyn at the Campaign Legal Center in Washington believes this one will stand up.
Prop 211 would not stop anyone from speaking and would not limit the amount of money anyone could spend on elections. Instead, Prop 211 ensures that when big political spenders spend big money to influence Arizona voters, those voters have real transparency about where that money is really coming from.
And the biggest ingredient may be persistence.
I'm just a stubborn person.
Terry Goddard is former Arizona Attorney General and leader of the Prop 211 campaign to require that big corporate and individual donors, $5,000 or more, disclose their names when giving campaign money through an intermediary, a type of nonprofit that does political work. Persistence because this is the fourth time they've tried this. One time the money dried up.
Ironically, the financial contributor that we were depending on wrote us kind of sheepishly and said, well, I believe in dark money. I do a lot of it.
In 2018, too many signatures were invalidated, and that was that. Again, 2 years later, but pandemic.
You have to get a live signature. It has to be person to person. The circulator has to observe the signer in the process of signing.
Now it's the fourth go-around, and when they got the signatures verified,
I felt like I could exhale.
Becky Daggett is helping with Prop 211, even as she runs for mayor of Flagstaff, a nonpartisan post.
And know that these years of organizing and collecting signatures had paid off.
But now it's all eyes on November 8th. And even if voters go for this, it ain't over till it's over, till it's over. Kathy Herod runs a conservative nonprofit in Arizona that's allowed to contribute to campaigns.
If 211 passes, I certainly expect a constitutional challenge.
While the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia once wrote that allowing anonymous donations isn't, quote, the home of the brave, Justice Clarence Thomas writes about cancel culture and is against disclosure.
I think this current court is concerned about individual freedom and the right of free speech.
Tomorrow here, it's not just Arizona working on campaign finance disclosure. All of our secret money, public influence coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org. Now, when a stock index falls 20% from a recent high, it's a bear market. For the NASDAQ, it's now the second time this year it has gone bear after it fell 1.1% yesterday. This morning, NASDAQ futures are up 0.7%. S&P futures are up 0.5%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, the Biden administration had brokered a deal to avert a nationwide freight rail strike? Well, not so fast. Workers at the third largest railroad union have rejected a tentative contract. The company's offered a 24% raise and bonuses, but working conditions remain big issues.
Top-tier railroads have cut almost 30% of jobs just over the last 6 years. That's part of a wider shift aimed at making the industry more efficient. But the smaller workforce has put pressure on rail employees still on the job, according to Sandra Dearden, CEO of High Road Consulting, which specializes in transportation and logistics.
The railroads have responded to the labor shortage by penalizing people for taking off sick and going to the doctor and so forth.
The Association of American Railroads says scheduling concerns are partially addressed in the recent tentative agreement brokered with the Biden administration's help. Workers want guarantees of more flexibility with sick leave and better working conditions. The sides have until next month to avoid a strike that, by industry estimates, could cost the economy as much as $2 billion a day. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.